Drive into summer savings at Burt Brothers Tire and Service with unbeatable discounts on complete car care services like free alignment checks, $20 off any Valvoline oil change, $20 AC checks, and $25 off any service over $250. Burt Brothers Tire and Service.
You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Hey, Eric. I guess for you, maybe 2023 wasn't exactly how you were expecting it to go with the injury. What can you take away from a season where you missed the majority of it being out?
Yeah, it sucked, man. It was definitely not what I expected this year. I only got to play in a few games and felt like I was playing really well. I had a really good preseason. So, honestly, I'm just building off that and coming in here with the same mentality that, like I always do every year, I'm going to get better. I'm going to help the team win, and that's all I care about at the end of the day is winning. So it doesn't really change a lot for me. I'm pretty mentally strong, and you know what? I just keep going and getting ready for January now.
Overall for you, just what's your assessment of the 2023 season for the team as a whole?
You know, it's for me, it's like unless you're winning, it's not successful to me. And us being so close for like the Open Cup, for a bunch of these tournaments that we're a part of, you know, I just want to win. So until we actually win something, that's all I care about. So, you know, we'll get back to the drawing board and keep going.
For sure. And last for me, at this point of the year, how are you feeling physically? How are you recovering from the injury? Just how you doing?
Good. For me, it was like a successful in the end because I got to train for about 2.5-3 weeks. So coming back, I was like, man, if I can just train at least and get my head right before coming into next year, that'd be a little success for me. So I'm feeling good and feeling fit and going to keep working out and getting ready for next year.
Awesome. Thanks, Eric. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Eric. Thanks for your time. Mm-hmm. Interested to see kind of what your rehab process has been through the injury and how important it's been to you to just stay positive during that time.
Yeah, man, it was a grind. It was like a five and a half month recovery. So just first 6 weeks were super slow, not a lot. But as soon as I was able to run and, you know, I was just getting after it in the gym, doing hours of physical therapy, hours of training, doing anything I can just to keep my head right. So, but I'm feeling good now, and luckily that's all over. So
awesome.
That's good.
I think beginning of the season, we saw maybe a little more of a slimmed down version of Eric Cole. I remember you were saying you just did a ton of cardio and ton of running in the season. And like you said, you felt really good. For this off season, coming off the injury, what will you specifically be working on? And do you feel that you'll be ready for the 2024 season?
Yeah, I'll for sure be ready. It's going to be a little bit of strengthening of my shoulder, upper body stuff, just to make sure that thing's pretty tight in there. But continuing to run, continuing to, you know, just get on the ball, just get comfortable with the ball. So it's kind of normal preseason or off-season program for me now. And Ryan Cotter, our strength coach, got a really good program. So just following through with that, showing up every day and putting in the time. And so we're ready for our preseason trip.
Awesome. And then lastly for me, that near the end of the season, especially the center back specifically group was pretty thin. Guys out with personal issues, guys out with injury. And I mean, the position itself was relatively thin depth-wise this last year. So for next season, how do you think is the best way for you to stay healthy in order to get minutes to help strengthen the depth of that center back spot for the team?
Honestly, I think just the shoulder injury was just a freak thing. Like I haven't even known anyone who's had this injury playing really. So I think hopefully that's a one-off. So I'll be good to go, man. I'm not really concerned about it. I'm ready to compete and I'm ready for that starting spot. So
great.
Whatever it takes.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it.
Building off that, this team has a pretty interesting combination of young guys and veterans. Where do you see yourself fitting in next year?
Yeah, it's kind of in the middle. I'm not young, I'm not old. So, I see myself coming in here competing and just offering something different from the other guys. Like, I love the center backs on the team. I think I offer just some differences mentality-wise and on the ball-wise. So I'm just going to come in there and play my game, and I'm not really concerned about anything else.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery. Sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.
911, what's your emergency?
They kidnapped my son.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.